Who says breakfast cereals are too sugary and sweet?
Everyone.
Not me. Nutritionists is the people.
What do they know?
Yeah, exactly.
Science.
I bring it up because there's a spin-off of Cinnamon Toast Crunch coming, guys.
What?
Hey.
It's supposed to be even sweeter. It's called Apple Pie Toast Crunch.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I know that Brooke's a big pie fan. You're going to be serving this up to your kids every morning?
Cinnamon apple? Yum. That sounds so good.
I've actually convinced my kids that they're dessert cereals, and so this is a dessert cereal.
Oh.
Yeah, so we do this instead of like ice cream or whatever after dinner.
Yum.
It could work.
That's how it should work, actually. Oh. So much sugar.
Apple Pie Toast Crunch features the flavor of apple pie in every bite.
It looks so good. Even the packaging looks tasty.
But did you catch that, though? They didn't say it features apple pie, just the flavor of apple pie.
Got it.
So I'm sure it's super healthy.
I mean, the flavor is sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
They just basically took one of those packets of apple cider like powder and threw it in there.
It's going to be hitting shelves next month. And that's from General Mills. Mm. And you know what Kellogg said when they saw that?
Oh, my God.
They said, excuse me, we've got something even more sugary with 4 times the recommended daily sugar intake.
Oh, no.
Tell me,
introducing Kellogg's Elf on the Shelf Hot Cocoa Cereal.
Hot
cocoa cereal? This sounds a little bit stranger
to
me.
Okay, listen to this description. They say chocolate-like cocoa-coated star pieces that intermingle with white mini marshmallow taste to give you somewhat of a hot mug of cocoa in a breakfast bowl.
It looks like chocolate Trix mixed with Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like to me.
Again, not a single healthy thing inside those boxes.
Yeah.
And they're also adding Elf on the Shelf sugar cookie cereal. Again, keep in mind, no actual cookies in there, just cookie flavoring on red and green star pieces.
Just looking at these pictures, my diabetes is just flaring up.
It's so weird that teachers complain that kids can't sit in their desks for long periods of time and concentrate.
Well, if you're thinking, I want to go stock up on 48 pounds of raw cotton candy on the way home, no need. General Mills and Kellogg's have you covered.
That's what we're talking about.
Add some milk with more sugar.
Well, let's clog up our brains with bad stuff when we get into the shock collar question of the day. Because we got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by being shocked while singing music. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I feel like music is kind of a stretch when some of us sing, but okay. Jose Cinnamon Silly Billy Bolaños.
Hey.
All right, Jose, you're going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Today we're celebrating the birth of someone very special in the world of entertainment.
Oh.
On this day in 1936, a man was born who ended up winning 18 Emmys, 7 Grammys, 4 Peabodys, and 5 ACE Awards. Everyone in this room definitely knows. Well, maybe not Alexis. Oh. She probably doesn't know him. He doesn't. He was in the last episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah,
so that's probably. But more people should know him. This person lived until the 1990s, and they got their big break 30 years before that in a Purina dog chow commercial, but he was never in it. Name this famous entertainer.
Huh.
What's an ACE award, by the way? Do you guys know?
I do, but I'm not sharing.
Okay.
Oh, okay, because it would give it away.
They won Emmys and Grammys and Peabodys.
And a Peabody is a journalism award.
Okay.
Right? Am I right on that? Isn't a Peabody? I'm almost positive.
You're the only one that went to journalism school, so you should know.
I'm doing this job and haven't won any journalism awards, obviously.
Is anybody coming to mind for you, Jose?
I mean, no. I feel like it's gotta be a random actor that we, have all seen many, many times, but it's not like an A-lister.
See, I don't think
because of the Peabodys and stuff.
I don't think it's an actor, because if it's a Peabody Award, like, I would think it's more like a Larry King type figure. You know, like, because he would still get Emmys for his Larry King show.
The TV, okay, that's good.
And then he could also still get different other types of awards.
You think Larry King has a Grammy?
Not only that, but seven
Grammys, a notoriously sultry voice on
old
thing.
Well, but you know, like,
Houston, hello.
I don't know.
I mean, like, Michelle Obama has a Grammy because she did, like, a book on tape or something. Yeah, like, there's other ways to get Grammys.
He could have done a book for each of his ex-wives.
Yeah.
Boom, 7 Grammys.
Let's get the
more, actually.
It's possible. Let's get the question one more time.
Today marks the birth of a very famous entertainer who won 18 Emmys, 7 Grammys, and a host of other awards. Their big break came in the 1960s on a Purina dog chow commercial, but they never actually appeared in it. Same thing happened 3 years after that. He was involved with another snack food commercial, but never appeared in that either.
Okay, so he's doing
both of those experiences helped propel his career into superstardom. Who am I talking about?
He didn't. Yeah, he was a voice. So I wonder.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
You think you know? Do you think that it's Johnny Carson?
No, the entertainer and like, oh, this is too easy. It's Bob Marley.
Bob Marley?
Yeah, he sang the music in the Purina Dog Chow commercial.
Really?
We jamming on Purina dog food.
No way.
No. You're lying. You're serious. I can't even
tell.
You
sound so convincing.
We jamming. I know.
The girls don't know.
Really? Marley.
Okay. So here's something I was really thinking. What about Charles Schulz?
Peanuts guy?
The guy that made like the Peanuts comic strip, and that's been used in commercials and TV ads.
Yeah, but where would he get
ads?
A Grammy for? Did he play the piano? Was he the one that played the piano for Lionel?
Linus,
that's his name.
Yeah, Linus's greatest hits.
Yeah, well, you know, like the Peanuts, like do, you know. It's not bad because if he did play the piano for Linus, then he would get Grammys too.
Right, we're talking too much about that. What are you thinking, Jose?
I'm going to go with Charles Schulz.
On this day in 1936, a star was born. He had his big break in the 60s when he was recognized for his work in a Purina dog food commercial. He created a jazz-loving dog that would dance to his dog bowl.
Oh. Hey.
And then a few years later, he was noticed for his contributions in a televised snack food advertisement where he made a snack food monster who wouldn't stop stealing crackers and treats. Those two characters ended up being instrumental in his 1970s TV pilot, The Muppet Show, featuring Walt the Dog and Cookie Monster.
So close.
I'm talking about the famous puppeteer, Jim Henson.
Okay. That makes sense.
So what's an ACE award?
It's a daytime TV.
Okay.
And the dirty kid you were thinking of was Pigpen.
Pigpen.
Yeah, but Pigpen didn't play the piano either.
He was just dirty.
Yeah.
I think
it
was Linus.
No, we'll look it up after this, but Jose, you're going to get shocked. And somebody wanted to hear the song Kiss Me More by Doja Cat.
Can you kiss me more? We're so young, boy, and we ain't got nothing to lose.
No, that was no kissing, nothing. No. That was so bad.
It's just
I would give you a Grammy for that, Jose. That's your shock collar question of the day.
I won an ACE award.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
There's a story out of England that's making news right now. A family of 4 were out on a hike the other day.
Okay.
And they reached the top of this tall, grassy plateau.
Awesome.
When all of a sudden, a helicopter shows up.
What?
And it lands right next to them.
Whoa!
And the actor Tom Cruise hops out.
Are you joking? Wait, what?
I'm serious.
Is this for real?
They made eye contact, but before they could actually say anything, Tom turns and sprints off the edge of a cliff.
What? He jumped?
He pulls his parachute and disappears into the fog.
Stop.
That is so cool!
This really happened.
Wow!
And if you're wondering what was going on, the BBC got a hold of Tom Cruise's PR team, and they confirm it definitely was him. And he's been practicing his own stunts for Mission Impossible 7.
He's just practicing running off mountains.
How old is he, too? Like, he's so old.
He's got to be in his 60s by now.
Like, at an age where he's going to forget to pull the chute?
Does he need the practice anymore?
Exactly. Like, he's jumped from space, for God's sake.
How is he allowed to use the world as his practice?
Yeah.
We're going to go to a bank, and he's just going to be like, opening the safe, like, don't worry, I have 10 more seconds, I'm just practicing.
Apparently, the 12-year-old daughter turned to her dad and was like, Dad, did I just see Tom Cruise jump off a cliff?
Am I high?
Yeah, you sure did, sweetie. It almost sounds like a Bigfoot sighting.
It does.
Yeah. Or like the Loch Ness Monster. There's like grainy images of it being posted online. Like, was it Tom Cruise?
Oh, we just saw Tom Cruise. That, like 6 more weeks of summer?
That's right.
What does that mean?
It's a mystery. Almost as mysterious as Laser Stories.
Ooh.
Brand new edition coming up next.
Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment that's been trying to call you all day, and you won't answer.
Oh, sorry about that.
Send a text.
We put his contact info under the name Scam Likely.
Oh, that's why.
That's an issue.
You really should pick up for Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other knock jobs just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Copiah County, Mississippi. Two men in their 20s, Taylor Timms and Huckle Peanut, real name.
Wow. Awesome.
No way. Love it.
They were walking down the street last week and came across a perfectly good car with a sign on it that read, "Free car."
What? Imagine their luck. Wow.
It was parked near a junkyard, so the men figured someone just probably gave up on selling it. Mm-hmm. And they opened the door and found the keys inside.
Okay, they really meant it on the sign.
That's when they jumped in and drove it home.
I have a feeling it's one of those, if it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah.
Well, the excitement didn't last very long. Because when the men stopped to get gas, Huckle found something very wrong with the vehicle.
Uh-oh.
Turns out there was a dead body in the trunk.
Oh! What?
Huckle Peanut!
But there was also a sign on the body that says free.
Yeah.
Oh, they're both free. Right. Okay.
It's a two-for-one sort of deal.
Is that some murderer's master plan to get rid of the body? Just give away the whole car?
He's like, haha, now your fingerprints are on it.
I mean, it sounds like a movie, but it was a very real situation.
Oh, no.
So the guys did the right thing, and they called police immediately.
Good
job, Huckle Peanut.
It's one of those things, though, that you'd be so scared when they showed up. Like, I swear it wasn't me.
Yeah,
where you'd be over-apologizing, where they're like, what's it, though?
Yeah.
An investigation was launched, and cops have identified the victim, and they're currently trying to figure out the previous owners of the car.
Oh, wow.
They even told Taylor and Huckle if they can't find the owner in the next 90 days, there's a good chance they'll get the vehicle for free. But the guys aren't so sure that they wanted it.
Yeah.
This is bad juju, man.
This next Laser Story is out of New Haven, Germany. The other day, a sad situation happened in a kindergarten class.
Uh-oh.
The kids showed up for school only to find that someone had broken in and had taken various items.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Broken into a kindergarten?
What?
Come on, people.
I need crayons now.
Among the things stolen were a laptop, picture books, cups and glasses, some fish sticks, pasta, and a smart speaker for playing children's stories.
I gotta say, after that list, the German kindergartners have it good.
I know.
They got pasta and fish sticks in that class.
Anyway, there was no suspects or any security footage, so the cops would have to get lucky in order to catch the guy.
Mm.
And fortunately for them, that happened. Because a month later, a few towns away, a 44-year-old man tried to download news stories onto his new stolen listening device. And the manufacturer who made the smart speaker informed police.
I just thought he got into the finger paints and left his fingerprints everywhere.
It turns out the guy had entered his location into it.
Okay.
And that led authorities right to his house, where he was promptly arrested. Police said the device has since been returned in working condition to the kindergarten, where it was eagerly received by the children.
Aww. And that's the day we learned about criminals.
Yeah.
Right after nap time.
Uh-huh.
But there's no fairy tale ending for the suspect, though. Especially because they also found the frozen fish sticks in his freezer.
Uh-oh.
So he's facing criminal charges and could be going to jail for a very, very long time.
Yeah. You're not looking very hard to other inmates.
No.
Stole some fish sticks.
Uh-huh.
What are you in for?
For some kindergartners.
Uh-huh.
This next Laser Story is out of Houston. A local mom's regretting letting her 5-year-old daughter watch the movie Men in Black because now little Nala Joy is accusing her mom of being an alien.
Backfired.
If you don't remember, in the movie, aliens visit Earth by carrying paper-like passports. Well, unfortunately for little Nala, she happened to cross her mother's passport right after watching the film and was able to put the pieces together.
That's a smart little 5-year-old.
I know. We got a little morning show gumshoe on our
hands.
We're going to have him on our show soon. But what did mom do when her daughter came to her sobbing? She pulled out her phone and, of course, started recording it. That's called being a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
The video shows a little girl pointing at a picture of Earth while crying and saying, "You don't belong here."
Oh. It's so cute, though.
And mom then asked the 5-year-old what she thinks that means. And that's when the little girl says through tears, "You're an alien." Her mother explained to her that the passport just showed the places that she's traveled to on Earth, but that didn't stop the tears.
No way, dude. Or the disappointment. Either.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And that video's amassed almost 2 million views on
Dang.
Twitter.
Wow.
And the screenwriter for the first Men in Black film even replied, and he wrote, "My bad, I apologize," with a smiley face.
They should have sent him one of those mind eraser pens. It'll be fine.
He should have apologized for Men in Black 3.
That's true.
I mean, he wanted to actually do some good for this world. This next laser story is out of the frozen world of fun. We're stress eating ice cream so fast right now, this might not matter as much, but there's a simple trick to prevent freezer burn. Once you open a tub of ice cream, you put it back in your freezer upside down.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Okay.
So the top is...
Tell me why.
I kind of get it.
You guys didn't know about this?
Is it the condensation then goes to the lid or something?
If it's already sticking, go ahead.
So upper level ice cream fans might already know, but it works so well, Ben and Jerry's even suggests it on their website now.
Huh?
And here's why. So when you refreeze things, the warm air that's gotten in sucks out some of the moisture. So the ice cream dries out a little bit, and the moisture that's pulled from it becomes ice crystals at the top. But if you store it upside down, that stops it from happening.
The crystals can't form because it's touching the lid. The
next
bottom.
Level,
that's
man.
Really smart.
I guess the crystals would just form on the bottom, but who cares?
The lid.
Exactly.
Experts say you also shouldn't store it in the door because it thaws it out a little bit every time you open it.
Oh, good point.
So it's best to keep it in the back with other cold stuff packed around it.
It's just best to keep it in my mouth is where it's best to keep it.
I was going to say, it never lasts that long anyway, so.
Well, speaking of packing stuff.
Okay. That was, that's a lot.
This is the sound of a turtle who's turned an Adidas sneaker upside down. And guess what? They're nowhere near the freezer.
It is
hot.
And a lot of condensation.
Okay. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday. I bet you guys didn't know, I only have one sock on right now.
I did not know that.
Why would we know that?
And it's not on my foot.
Okay.
So you guys would know this if you lived with me in my home.
Oh, we don't. Wait, you have told us twice that that's where you keep your socks, which
true.
I'm a little concerned
about.
I'm
a big one sock guy.
We know.
Big, yeah.
I mean, the sock itself is small, but like I'm big into it.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
we got it.
Okay.
Am I saying too much or would you like to know more?
I feel like
I'm covered.
The reason I bring this up is because a survey was done that asked married couples to share the strangest things they learned about their partner after they moved in together.
I'll
just tell you now, when I saw the top answers, they made me laugh out loud just reading them. There is some weird stuff going on out there.
This is gonna be good.
We're going to tell you what they are coming up at 7:10. They say it takes 40 to 60 hours of time together for two people to form a true friendship.
Oh, that's nice.
But the only way to truly know someone is to actually live with them.
Oh, wow.
It's
that
Brooke and Jeffrey in the
right
morning.
There.
And Brooke knows this.
Oh, man.
I mean, you learn all sorts of strange new details and personality quirks about somebody when you start sharing a living space.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned, Brooke?
Where do we want to begin? God.
Maybe we don't want to even open this box.
I mean, honestly, I can just start with, like, my husband sleeps like he's a dead person.
What?
He folds his hands together over his chest and lays down. And I always want to put a flower right in there.
Brooke's just practicing for the day. She's like, ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, no, he just fell asleep like that.
Yeah.
You can't kill him.
Well, see, this is why a new survey asked hundreds of married couples to respond with the funniest thing that they learned about their partner once they finally lived together.
Oh, man.
A lot of responses were submitted, but I'm just going to read the top seven best ones.
Can I guess that six out of the seven are about bathroom habits?
Let's find out. Number seven says, I learned that my husband likes to pee outdoors.
What?
We live in the country, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Except for the times I catch him peeing off our front porch at noon.
Yeah.
And once out of our open bedroom window in the middle of the night.
Yikes!
Okay.
Do not have a bathroom.
I would shut the window on that.
Oh my God.
No.
My husband, when he's really drunk, likes to sleep outside.
What?
Yeah. And one time he rolled in some dog poop in his sleeping bag.
Okay. We're going to learn everything there is to know about your husband during the next few minutes.
The only reason I knew is because I woke up in the middle of the night and he wasn't there and I checked my text message and he's like, I'm outside like a happy little cat. All right, dude.
Number six says, I was friends with my husband for 8 years before we got engaged and moved in together.
Whoa,
and that's when I learned something shocking. He insists on sleeping fully clothed.
What?
Whoa. Not like in a t-shirt and pajama bottoms. In his jeans, shirt, coat, and shoes.
Nope. He's a psychopath.
That's crazy. Nope. My jeans come off right when I get home. It's like, okay, sweat's time.
Maybe he's a penny pincher. Maybe he spent so much money on these clothes. He's like, I got to get as much use out of these as possible, even when I'm sleeping.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We don't even have sheets.
Yeah. Okay.
Number five says, I found out my wife is afraid of the dark.
Oh.
But
still?
Not like regular afraid. She doesn't like walking anywhere that's dark.
Oh, like out on the street at night?
So at nighttime, whenever she has to use the bathroom, I have to carry her down the hallway.
No.
And wait for her till she's done, then carry her back into bed.
I don't even do that for my kids.
Why don't you just do like a normal person and just run as fast as you can like the rest of us do?
Yeah, right.
You know, you're up the stairs, you're always just like, oh my God, the lights are all off now.
We're talking about a survey of the weirdest things that people didn't know about their partner until they started living together. Number four says, my husband likes to take his shirt off to go number two.
First time you find that out, that it's actually a regular thing.
Yeah. They said, I'm not sure why, and I even asked him. He says he's just always done it since when he was a little kid, so why stop now?
Huh.
Okay.
I mean, it begs the question, like, at work? Anywhere?
Anywhere.
True, you know?
Yeah. Good point.
There's still some grown men that I've seen that pull their pants all the way down to their ankles in the urinals.
Oh. Just like, is that not a thing?
No, it's not. You just, that's why we have zippers. You just, you poke it through.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about my secrets on the
air? I am looking right at you.
I know, that's not cool. All right.
Walk in, just butt cheeks out. I'm like, okay.
Okay, don't act like you're not impressed. Number three says, I found out my wife sleeps with her eyes open.
Oh.
What the heck?
The first time I stayed the night at her place, I thought she died.
Brooke, if your husband does this, then it's done.
I mean,
it's
if he ever leaves me, he may need to find this woman. They may be meant for each other,
like,
honestly.
Sleeping, facing each other, staring at each other's sleep eyes.
Imagine just walking in on that.
Oh, my God, it'd be so weird.
Number two, I learned that my husband needs nothing time. When I asked him what that was, he says every night before bed, he needs to stand alone in the middle of the room for 10 minutes just staring. Not on his phone, not listening to music or watching TV, just quietly staring into the distance.
I thought this was like lazy time. I'm so like, oh, I love it, but
that would make me feel very annoying.
Yeah.
Like you're basically saying,
I feel like
annoying.
It'd be good for all of us. I mean, it's close to meditation, but with less pressure, right?
But it's weird that he's standing while doing it. Like, it makes me feel like a demon is inside him. Like,
exactly.
It needs to rest.
Scanning the room.
And the number one strangest thing somebody found out after they started living with their significant other, I learned that my wife is a vegetarian, but she loves a good steak.
Once
a year, I make one for her, and she refuses to use a knife.
What? She's just an animal?
She devours it with both hands. And then as the juices are dripping down from her mouth, she goes, that'll do for the year.
Oh my god. I feel like she's growling while she's
sleeping. It's an exciting night when they go to the bedroom, too, that night.
Oh, yikes. Boy.
And you know, we're getting a lot of texts now into 78592 with people sharing what they learned about their significant others.
Oh, this is fun.
I know, this is fun. Keep these coming. One person said, I found out my husband sleeps with pieces of tissues in his ears.
What?
Because he believes earwax leaks out as he sleeps.
Ew!
Gross.
I've never seen it happen.
No,
it's because the tissues are there. That's why you haven't seen it happen.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. You should try pulling out those tissues.
I wouldn't chance it. I would just leave it.
I want to hear more of these texts. Keep your texts coming into 78592. Tell us what you learned about your significant other once you moved in together. We're going to do your brand new phone tap next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, time for a phone tap. And today, just to give you some background here, the lady that we've been asked to prank has a boyfriend of 3 years.
Mm.
And whenever the season comes up, he always begs her to go skiing with him.
And
every time she says no.
She's like,
not interested.
I'd be like, sorry.
So he wanted to get a little help. And we thought, who could apply some firm yet gentle pressure to get this woman out onto the slopes?
Huh.
Oh, I know.
Who?
Her doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. and doesn't really make sense.
No, it doesn't, but that's what happens. I know it's a weird combo, doctors and ski equipment, but okay, we're doing it in your phone tab right now.
It's another phone tab. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is JC calling with Family Medicine. I'm looking to speak with Trish.
Yes, this is Trish.
Oh, hi, Trish. I was just calling to remind you that you do have an appointment with Dr. J tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for calling me to remind me.
Of course. You know, I also wanted to let you know that since you've been with us for over 6 years now, you're automatically signed up for our medical rewards program.
Really? I've never even heard of this.
Oh, it's just something we like to do for our patients that, you know, keep them coming back.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you earn points for every visit. So I'm looking here and you have a lot of unused points.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of this. That's crazy.
Well, it's great news because I just checked the rewards point chart and I just can't wait to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You have enough points for a pair of size 3 ski gloves. Congratulations.
Oh.
Would you like to pick them up when you come in or you want me to send you the ski gloves?
Well, I do really appreciate it, but I really don't ski.
Okay.
But thank you.
Well, it's just a shame. I mean, you have all these reward points just sitting here.
Yeah, well, I really don't have any use for that.
Okay. I can tell you we do have ski poles and you're pretty close. I mean, I could bend the rules for you. I like the poles. They're a little bent too.
Bent pole?
Yeah.
No, okay. Thank you. Thank you anyway.
Well, if you change your mind, you might. I'm going to leave the ski gloves at the front desk, okay, just for when you check in tomorrow.
There's no need to do that. I have no use for that. Like
just,
I said
just
to you
in case,
before.
Just in case, yeah. And back to your appointment, are you okay if after the doctor sees you, we do a boot fitting in the lobby?
A boot fitting?
Yeah, we have a boot fitter from a local ski shop. He can come in and size you right up.
Listen, I don't have any interest in it at all. So can you just please stop with all the ski stuff, really?
I was just thinking, like, the boots might be a good starting point if you're a beginner.
How many times do I got to tell you I don't ski?
You got to start somewhere, right?
Why are you trying to get me to ski so bad?
Well, I'll be straight with you. Okay, it's because we have a deal with a local ski shop. So if you go in to buy things there, just please mention our name.
Why would my doctor's office partner up with a ski shop? That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, good question. We get a lot of business from people injured while skiing on the shop's equipment.
What?
So we like to help them out as well.
People are getting injured while using their equipment?
That sounded bad, didn't it?
This sounds crazy.
Yeah, what I meant to say is that when people get seriously hurt using their equipment, not the minor injuries.
You know, that's worse. That doesn't sound good either.
Maybe we change the subject. Can I interest you in a rewards point ski helmet slightly used?
No!
It's just a small dent on the right side.
Stop. Just stop, okay? Because this is unbelievable. Okay.
I hear what you're saying, and you know what? I agree with you. It is unbelievable because this is actually a prank phone call.
A prank phone call?
Yeah, I don't actually work at the doctor's office. My name is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you. No, your boyfriend John set you up.
I thought you were crazy.
No, he said he's trying to get you up to go skiing for the first time this season.
Oh, geez. No, I have no interest, like I said to you.
But I have a great, slightly dented helmet that you could use up on the mountain.
And a bent pole, right?
Yeah, two bent poles. Yeah.
Two bent poles. That's how they all get injured.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
We've all said things that we regret after a night out drinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that right, Brooke?
Yeah. Hey, boys. Hey, how you doing?
Brooke, who says you aren't sensual?
How do you not pick this lady?
It's hard being as sexy as I am, especially after some drinks.
I bet.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, we're kind of experts in saying dumb, stupid stuff under the influence,
which is
why one of our listeners specifically wanted our help.
Oh.
Because she told her date something pretty risque and embarrassing after having too many margaritas. Mm. But She says she's willing to relive that moment on the air and tell everybody what it was.
Whoa.
If she can maybe get another date out of it.
There's a lot on the line.
She's going to do it sober now?
I mean, if not, at least Brooke might get a new wing woman out of this whole deal. It's your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
I think there's this big misconception that when you meet the one, it's love at first sight.
Oh.
Like there's an instant attraction, a sudden unspeakable connection there, money's exchanged, and then boom, you're in love.
Money?
You know? But sometimes, the truth is the best love stories can be the opposite, where they start with disappointment at first sight.
Oh,
you never hear those ones.
They don't make the movies, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does. Think of The Notebook. She doesn't like him when they first meet. In fact, I think Ryan Gosling tries to hurt himself when they first meet.
I don't remember him, so that's hard.
I was drunk on a plane when I watched it, so I can't give you the details.
But I'm just saying, love comes in all different forms,
and that's
what happened for one of our listeners, Candace, who met the guy she wants to call today in an unusual way.
Huh.
Candace, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Ooh, right. I'm intrigued, Candace. If you say that you met him online, though, I'm going to be upset.
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Before we get into how you met, what's the guy's name?
His name is Teddy.
Okay.
All right. So how did you and Teddy come to be?
I met Teddy in a parking garage.
That's also not very romantic.
That's like my fear, actually.
She was hiding under his car.
Excuse me. Yeah. I know of a lot of love stories that begin in a dingy parking garage.
Usually where I have my pepper spray out.
Keep going, Candace. What happened in this parking garage?
I was coming off of the elevator, and there was a guy standing by my car looking really, really upset.
Still
scary.
Oh, my God. I mean, how were you feeling? I would have been freaking out.
I was, too, and I didn't know if I should turn around, go back. But I kept on going, and he said, is this your car? And I said, yes. So he said, well, you see, you parked too close to my car. I said, okay, I didn't mean to. Excuse me.
Got it.
Okay.
He couldn't do the passenger side crawl through like I've done so many times.
Yeah. Okay. So is that when you kissed him?
No, Jeff.
No.
Okay.
This will shut him up.
Yeah.
It is a good question. Like, at what point do you find a guy who's angry at you and critiquing your parking attractive?
I wasn't even thinking at the time. So I just pulled out of the space where I was parked. And guess what happened?
What?
I hit his bumper moving out of the space.
Oh no, while he's there.
Yeah, Alexis is like, those are the times I usually just leave.
I'm like, I happened this morning.
Did you speed off or did you stick around?
I stuck around.
Okay.
And he said, are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
That's got to be rough.
It's so embarrassing,
sure.
too.
Sure. I mean, this sounds very romantic, but at what point does this turn into, like, a date situation?
Or was this it?
I gave him my business card with some information from the insurance company.
Good girl.
Okay.
And, you know, we started talking after that.
On the phone?
On the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So he called you. All right.
Yeah. So we were both kind of venting about how we both had bad days that day. That was a bad day for me and a bad day for him, as he stated.
Caused by you, but that's okay.
At least he knows it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Nah. And he's apologizing to me also, he did, for his anger.
Oh, that's nice. He's like, look, I'm sure I was mad.
Well, that's a good sign, too.
Yeah.
So did you ask him out or did he ask you out?
I asked him out.
Ooh.
Whoa. Hey, bold. Yeah.
Was it like, how did you preposition that?
I just was saying, well, since we both had bad days and I kind of messed up bumping into your car, and I just thought it would be nice, you know, maybe we can both go out and have dinner. And he said, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
I like that. We both had bad days. Let's go grab a nice meal together.
I got to try that the next time I get into a fender bender.
Same here. I would have a lot more dates.
Okay. So you guys went out to dinner then. How did that go?
Yeah, it went okay. Except, I guess I had one too many margaritas. And I let something out as I was talking about how I was at this same restaurant where we were and that I had hooked up with a random guy in the club.
I mean,
how's your food? It's great. I know I had sex with somebody here.
I don't think she met at the restaurant. Like you guys just like.
Or... No, not like that.
Okay.
I was at the restaurant with my girlfriend, and when we left there, we went to a club nearby.
Where the hookup happened.
Yes, but. The most shocking part of the story is the guy I hooked up at the club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my boyfriend that I hooked up with.
Oh, you had a boyfriend?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is a cheating story that you told on
you
the first date.
You told this by choice.
I told you I had one too many margaritas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you had six too many margaritas.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds a cheating one-night stand story.
Was there a proof stealing in the drinks?
But so how did you, were you able to recover after admitting
how?
That?
No, we wrapped up the night.
Okay.
And gave me a handshake.
Oh,
no, I think nothing might be better.
Gosh. I mean, are you single now? Before we call this guy, I just want to make sure.
Good question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And so since the end of that night, after the handshake, have you guys spoken at all?
No. The weird thing, he was supposed to be in touch with me, you know, regarding the insurance stuff, but he hasn't done nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
No. And he was a cute guy. And we did connect, but before I opened my mouth,
yeah.
Kind of blew it.
I mean, gosh, this is going to be a hard one to come back from, right?
I know.
I mean, everybody's made mistakes in relationships before. That part's
not
relatable.
Me.
I know. I mean, you may need to go and hit his car again just to spark things up. But
how about we just call him?
I miss you.
Good idea, Brooke. That's a little bit easier. Let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll try and get your second date update right after this. Hold on, Candace. For a second, I thought Candace called us for the wrong segment.
Mm.
She really should have been on Busted, where we hear cheating stories from our significant.
Poor Candace.
But no, Candace really does want a second date after a one-night misguided foray into infidelity, let's call it.
Well said, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen to anyone, right, Brooke?
I haven't done it in a very long time.
Right. That's why
I know.
That's why Roy is waiting in the parking garage for you as soon as the show is over.
I've never cheated on my husband. But you know, like boyfriends, it didn't really.
When you were dating, you cheated.
I mean, where the relationships didn't really matter, does it really.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, let's move on.
So you support Candace in what she
did. I don't.
You guys are
I'm
all
just
cheers.
Saying that, like, I get it, Candace. Like, I feel you.
You guys are focused on the wrong thing. That was a story that I told a long time ago.
Yeah.
See, I know, but
mine was when I was in college.
Okay,
too.
Stop trying to explain yourself, Brooke.
You never get forgived. It's not like, it's been 10 years, so it's fine now.
I don't know. I think that there's a time.
Anyway, after admitting to Teddy that she hooked up with the wrong person that wasn't her boyfriend, she now wants us to call him and try and help smooth things over to maybe get a second date. Now, before we call him, is there anything else that you admitted to him that we need to know about before we do this?
No, that was the only thing.
Okay.
That she remembers, at least, because there was a lot of margaritas involved, so who knows what else came out.
That's right, I forgot.
But we're going to find out for sure. I'm ready to dial Teddy's number. Are you feeling ready, Candace?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if he answers and find out what he has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Teddy.
Yeah, this is Teddy.
Hey, Teddy, what's up, man? My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Broken. I never heard of you guys. So, I mean, what's this about?
Yeah, not Brooke. It's Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke is
Same.
My co-host.
Yeah. Hi, Teddy.
Hey, what is this about? Did I win something?
Maybe.
In a way, kind of. But
I'll tell you
not
no.
Really.
I'll tell you right
well,
now. You didn't.
We don't know for sure yet. This is something we do called a second date update, where we help our listeners get back in touch with people that they went out with after they've been ghosted.
I haven't been out in a minute, so what's this about?
Well,
you haven't been out in a minute?
You went to dinner recently, right?
Yeah, with a woman named Candace?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now I get it.
Okay.
Oh, did you not consider that a date?
I mean, we were hanging out. I don't know what you'll call it.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
We were hanging out, you know?
Sure. We'll call it a hangout, too. But the whole point of us doing this is Candace has been trying to get a hold of you after she had a really nice time with you that night, and she doesn't understand why you're not responding to her, especially because you guys are supposed to stay in contact after the whole fender bender thing.
Yeah, she owes you money, right? Or her insurance company does.
Yeah, she sure does. But, you know, things got busy for me. You know, life moved on. We had an interesting time. It was cool.
Interesting.
An interesting time.
I mean, was there any chemistry? Were you attracted to Candace at all?
I thought she was okay. She was attractive, but it wasn't like when you asked me earlier, was it a date? It was something we went out. I know she told you how we met, and she hit my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought she was trying to skip on the insurance bill by saying, hey, I pay for your dinner. You know, just don't tell anybody about the car accident.
I mean, that's possible. But we spoke to Candace earlier, man, and she told us the whole backstory about how you guys met and when you guys went out to dinner. And she did bring up that there was kind of an awkward moment where she told you a story about going to the club and she feels kind of embarrassed about what she admitted to.
Oh, yeah, I would have felt embarrassed too with what she said, you know?
Yeah, where she cheated on her boyfriend with some dude at the club.
Yeah, that was actually a big moment for me hearing that.
Did the attractive level of her drop after she told that story?
Yeah, it wasn't really more about her. It was really more about me. You know, I came to a big realization that time, like, I shouldn't be here right now.
Oh, whoa. You came to a
realization? So you don't get cheated on?
What realization are you coming to?
Well, my girlfriend was at home, and then I realized I shouldn't have been out doing what she did.
You're in a relationship?
Did you know you were on a date?
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry, but the irony of it all. Coming.
Like I said, it was just more of a hangout. I didn't know I was putting myself in a bad situation and being there. You know, she was going to tell me about her past and things of that sort.
I see why we use the word hangout now.
We weren't going to get married or go down the aisle. It was just a hangout.
Hold on a second. You're saying that moment when she admitted to cheating was a realization for you. What were you thinking before that moment?
I wasn't really thinking of anything. I just wanted to go out and have some fun and hang out. But when she told me that story from back in the days, I realized that I shouldn't be here right now.
Wait, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, like that you thought it was like an insurance meeting.
Yeah,
or
me
something,
too.
You know, but you were going out to have fun.
I mean, it was to have fun, too. I knew it wasn't going to be an insurance meeting 9 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's honest.
That's good you're being honest, but you didn't kiss or anything, did you, right? You just
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
You're being honest.
Yeah, you didn't cheat.
You're being honest with us right now, but were you honest with Candace? Did Candace know that you had a girlfriend?
Yeah, well, that wasn't supposed to come up. We were just hanging out.
Okay, that makes it sketchy. Interesting.
You were trying to hide it from her, it sounds like. Well, can't hide it anymore, because I got to let you know, Teddy, that Candace has actually been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, man, you guys set me up. Now,
Candace?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked and surprised that you didn't tell me that you had a girlfriend. We wouldn't have went on a date, Teddy.
Oh, it was a date.
She's calling it a date, man.
It wasn't no date. We were just hanging out. I just met you. So how was it a date?
You should have came out and told me you had a girlfriend, because we wouldn't have went out. Because you know what I call that, Teddy? Cheating. You a cheater.
Oh. And that's the pot calling the kettle black. Look at you.
I know.
Yeah, but she's not still in a relationship.
Oh,
no. She made a mistake.
I wasn't talking about me and cheating. You've been cheating before me.
Oh, it's who did it first?
And I didn't even cheat. You said you hooked up. Let me tell you something, Teddy. I heard you. I wasn't dating at that time. I told you a story happened back in the day. That was over a year ago.
Here comes the violin.
Okay. And you know what you can do, Teddy, for me? Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Oh
damn.
Okay. I like it.
Either that was a dig or somebody's making pancakes today.
So did you come clean with your boyfriend then right after that hookup and you guys broke up immediately because you felt so bad about cheating on him at the club?
I'm not going to talk about that. You know, that's all in the past.
Yeah, okay.
How
convenient.
Let's focus on the present. Okay. And Teddy, in present day, before you went to dinner with Candace, did you let your girlfriend know that you were meeting up with another woman?
I don't want to know the answer.
Just like Candace said, we're not going to focus on the past.
Oh, we're not going to focus on the past. Okay,
so
Teddy.
I was here minding my business. You guys called me.
Okay, well.
Did you tell her after you went out with Candace that you had met up with a woman?
That's in the past. You're trying to bring my past in the future. I left that alone a long time ago.
That's what cheating is. Unless you're literally currently hooking up with someone right now, it's all of your cheating's going to be in the past.
There's nothing to tell, you know?
It's how time works.
It's just like about intent. Maybe there was a little bit of intent there. And in the court of law, that's enough to convict.
Okay, but benefit of the doubt, Teddy. Did it scare you straight? Right? Are you never going to do that again?
I'm never going to do that again. This is in the past. There's no remix of the past. I'm trying to mind my business, and you guys are calling me about something that happened in the past.
Okay. Let's forget about the past. Let's erase our minds about what happened in the past. Let's talk about the future. Would you guys like to see each other again? Because we'll offer to send you guys out on another date, and we'll pay for it.
Can we send him and his girlfriend on a date?
Yeah.
I'd like to see two cheaters hook up with each other. Okay. If two cheaters hook up, then it cancels it out.
Oh, you know, I do think that might be how it goes.
You need to shut your mouth. I'm not no cheater.
Yeah. Oh, he's
currently, that's true. In present day, that's true.
Okay.
Well, at least if she was going to call me a cheater, I should have got something out of that night. I should have got something. I didn't get nothing.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like you are interested in seeing her for another date, maybe.
No, we are not endorsing this. This is a mess.
Nobody cheat on anyone.
Oh, so is it a no then?
No, it's a no. Definitely no.
All right. Good boy, Teddy. Good boy.
You have a good life, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's clear. Yeah,
she'll see you at the club later tonight, all right?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It feels like every day of the week is assigned for something. Like, Sundays are for football and church.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tuesdays are for tacos and tickle fights.
Oh.
And Wednesdays are for wine and colonics.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
I mean, you clean yourself out at the same... Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
But what about Fridays? What are Fridays for?
Just fun?
Ooh,
Sort of. I think we're getting close.
Okay, paychecks? Paychecks?
Ooh, after paychecks. Years and years of me doing this, I'm going to make it official and say Fridays are for funny songs.
Yay! Funny Song Friday!
Funny Song Friday.
You can do that, Jeff.
And maybe an extra colonic thrown in just for fun with my brand new Song of the Week. That's coming up at 8:10. All right, it's time for me to do my thing.
Oh. Yay.
Where I come in here and I open my throat and a song comes out.
Okay. Yeah!
Just like that.
That has a lot of different endings.
Yeah, give us your thing.
Well, I kind of wish the opposite thing was happening, though.
You came in here, closed your throat, and everything.
Yeah, well, things going into his...
Yeah. Instead of something coming out, I wish something was going in.
Yeah, I bet.
Specifically, a sticky, salty, juicy... crispy, flaky, deep-fried bucket of chicken.
Oh, yes. Dude, I am so hungry today. Why are you doing this to me?
Brooke and I were just talking how hungry
I was just telling them I think I'm a bear. I'm like preparing for hibernation. I just want all of the calories.
It's like Hunger Nation.
Bears love chicken.
Yeah, they do.
And I think the reason why I'm jonesing for it is because today is the anniversary of KFC.
Some chicken.
On this day in 1952, Colonel Sanders, the real Colonel Sanders, opened up his very first Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He was a real person?
No,
right?
He was. Okay. Yeah, real guy. I saw a documentary. He shot a guy, too, once.
Oh, I hope that's not in the song.
I'm not going to highlight that, but I'm going to focus on his secret recipe featuring 11 herbs and spices that the human mouth just craves naturally, which is why I leave a trail of those spices right to my front door.
That makes sense.
And it works.
Yeah.
But you know what? Ever since the Colonel opened shop, it's been a tradition in our country to see how much of his food we can stuff inside of our body in one sitting.
Oh, it's so good. And his taters. I love
the biscuits.
Taters.
Man.
Oh, my
his
God.
His biscuits are good.
The tenders, the zingers, the nuggets, the buckets.
Nuggets.
The whole store has changed over the last 70 years, but one thing will never change, and that's our love for the Colonel.
Yeah.
So today, I'm going to do an ode to him and the magical mystery food that he's created for the whole world to enjoy.
I love it.
Perfected it, dude.
His delicious fried chicken. So instead of singing Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk.
Oh, yes, you are.
It's Young Jeffrey's Gulp Down Cluck.
That works.
It's a celebration, so I hope people listening can get out a drumstick and get into it.
I'm going to sing along, even though my mouth is watering.
I'm going to play the drumsticks.
Here we go. I'll point when I'm ready. Points.
Gnome. Gnome, 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 gnome.
Gnome, gnome.
Om nom nom, om nom nom, om nom. Om nom nom, om nom nom, om nom. Om nom nom, om nom. This flavor's so bold, with fried skin, that brown gold. No plates, just big bowls. Potatoes with corn pieces. Crispy, crunchy, I'm putting my mouth on that chicken. I made 10 grand on OnlyFans, just doing my finger licking. Too good, hot damn. I stuck my tongue right in the warming pan. It's too good, hot damn. I ate a bucket out the garbage can. It's so good, hot damn. I fought a seagull for one in the sand. It's so good, hot damn. And the sauces taste like honey. Put them down. Coleslaw, I'm gonna spoon ya. Suck more in than a Roomba. I'm pigging out more than Pumbaa. Cause gulp down cluck, gon' give it to you. The leg bone suck, gon' stick it to you. A ranch bowl dunk, gon' dip it to you. So many wings up in the spot. It's a horrible place to birdwatch. Guess Chicken Little got lost. Foghorn Leghorn got sauce, served him up in a box. Greasy lips just got gloss. Colonel Sanders a boss. KFC, oh wow. 12 piece, just ignore all the calories. No shame in hot grub, eating out of a tub. That's the good move. Soul food, frying it up in Kentucky. And those burger guys doing chicken fries, no wonder they taste so sucky. So good, hot damn. Got more breasts than a mammogram. Too good, hot damn. But in my bowels cause traffic jam. So good, hot damn. I lick my finger, almost ate my hand. It's too good, hot damn. I kick a Ronald in the McNuggets. A piece is gonna fuel ya. Ooh, gravy, I'm gonna pool ya. A mac and cheese, I'm gonna drool ya. Cause gulp down cook, gon' give it to ya. A big round tub, gon' fill it for ya. The popcorn nugs, gon' deal it to ya. The drive through line, I'm pulling up. I order into the box, yeah!
Welcome to KFC. Could I interest you in a crispy Colonel combo today?
Ooh, KFC hits the spot. Their recipe is on lock. Original is on top. Spicy chicken so hot, it make my eyes go pop. Hey, 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 ow! Oof.
Oh, chicken break.
Before I leave, I'm gonna take like 80 napkins. That dark meat, cluck you up. Dark meat, cluck you up. That white meat, pluck you up. White meat, pluck you up.
Yeah.
A large bowl, lump them up with mashed potato clumps.
Oh.
Hit that gravy pump and fill my pickup truck. Chicken fans, jump on it. If it's greasy, then I want it. Like white on rice, I'm on it. Eat till I'm catatonic. Chicken dance, I'm on it. The road, I'm gonna cross it. Walking up into the spot and got my KFC Crocs. Gulp down, cluck you up. Gulp down, cluck you up. Go and pick some up. Go and pick some up.
Okay.
It's $5, fill you up. A whole meal's couple bucks. Biscuits buttered up. My veins all cluttered up. The Colonel hook you up. Sanders hook you up. Drumstick cook you up. Them drumstick cook you up. A ranch bowl dunk you up. Ranch bowl dunk you up. Warm thighs love you up. My warm thighs love you up.
Ow!
Yeah! Yeah!
Jeffrey, I'm so hungry.
And I am so hungry.
I mean, but let's be honest, dark meat's the best meat.
Yeah, dark
meat. Everybody can get behind that, right?
Sadly, I don't think this is like a sponsored thing either, Jeff.
It's not sponsored. This is just for out of pure love of KFC. So make sure that you go to your Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Wish the Colonel a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Were so good, like eating my hand after licking my finger. Oh, like,
yes.
I get it.
This needs to be a KFC commercial song.
Oh,
they need to pick this up.
There's no way they would spend that much
time. No, you're right.
Yeah, anyway, text into 78592. Tell us what you thought about the song
so
of the
good.
Week. We'll have this video up on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube. We'll put it on Instagram and on TikTok and all our socials at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're still getting texts into 78592 about my new song of the week. If you missed it, instead of singing the catchy Bruno Mars song Uptown Funk, adapted my own version called Gulp Down Cluck.
Yes.
In honor of the almost 70-year anniversary of Kentucky Fried Chicken opening up. One text came into 78592, and they wrote, Jeff, have you not learned anything in your life?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with you?
Uh-oh.
You sing an entire song about KFC, and not once do you mention the greatest sandwich ever created by man, the KFC Double Down.
Oh, with the chicken as buns.
I've never had it.
I had it once. It was pretty darn good, to be honest.
He says, shame, 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 shame on you for never listening to your show again or your dumb songs.
Oh,
good luck
no.
at finding another listener. Sincerely, Double Down Dave from Dubuque.
Wow, makes sense.
That makes sense.
You know
Sorry,
what? Dave, yeah. you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I apologize and good luck.
I think he's already gone. I don't
yeah.
know.
Okay, well,
yeah,
we'll miss you, Dave.
He's furiously eating double chicken right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, he is. Another text came in to 78592. It says, I like the song, but Jeff, did you ever consider parodying 50 Cent's most popular song?
What?
Instead of Into Club, you could have done Into Tub.
Oh.
For the bucket that chicken comes in. Just a thought.
A lot of critics today
yeah.
for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Should I not mention now that I like Popeyes better than I like
Now you done did it, Brooke.
All right,
now
we just lost our last
it.
Listener. That's it. Nobody's listening anymore.
But, now people are going to bring up Chick-fil-A, too.
I don't know. If you maybe liked the song, that doesn't sound like anybody did, but if you did, and you want to share it with a fellow KFC cluckhead, go ahead, hit up our socials, at Brooke and Jeffrey on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Insta, all the places. Again, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke, I hope you brought some butt cream in your purse with you.
Because
you're about to get spanked
by
Nigel, who's on the phone to play you from Seattle.
Well, I usually bring a paddle for that, sir.
Nigel is 2-0 against you. Isn't that right, Nigel?
Yes, sir.
Because you got that fancy name, Nigel, you know?
And I hear he has really cold hands, so when he spanks you, you really feel it.
Yeah. This is starting to get weird for me. Yeah. I'm a married woman. Nigel, are you uncomfortable too, or is it just me?
I think it's just you, Brooke. I think you might be a little nervous.
Yeah, that's right.
You should be nervous, Brooke.
Go get that cream ready.
All right.
We're sending you out of the studio while that happens. Just leave. Get out of here. Nigel, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your time starts now. The Ryder Cup begins today. Team Europe and Team USA will battle it out in what sport?
Ryder Cup golf.
What's the name of our current first lady?
I don't know. Pass.
In which Chinese city would you find Tiananmen Square?
Beijing.
Alfred Nobel, the man behind the Nobel Peace Prize, invented what?
Oh, gold medals.
At what age would one celebrate a quinceañera?
15.
All right,
we got that in.
I know these are a little bit tougher today. We're going to bring
fingers.
Brooke back into the studio.
Not feeling good about that one.
That's all right. What are you feeling good about? What's something that you're looking forward to maybe in the fall coming up here?
Oh, I love fall. I don't know. It's the crispness, the change of the seasons. It's great. That's one thing I love about the
year. I do like the air just changes. It smells
Nigel,
better.
Are you a pumpkin spice guy?
No, I'm not.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So she likes you more now.
Yeah.
It's perfect spanking weather, if you ask me.
Yeah, that sounds better.
It's nice and cool. So.
Nice and crisp.
Is that the crisp part?
That's what it is. All right.
The dew shakes off your butt when you slap them.
What?
Here we go.
Move forward.
Brooke, you're up.
Yeah.
Don't make it 0-3 versus Nigel today.
Just read the questions,
Here we go.
Jeffrey.
Your time starts now. The Ryder Cup begins today. Team Europe and Team USA will battle it out in what sport?
Boat racing.
What's the name of our current first lady?
Jill Biden.
In which Chinese city would you find Tiananmen Square?
Shanghai.
Alfred Nobel, the man behind the Nobel Peace Prize, invented what?
Pass.
At what age would one celebrate a quinceañera?
15.
What snack food company is the maker of Cheese Whiz?
Nabisco.
All right, answers are in. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
It's funny because he's fat.
Bolaños.
I love that line. Nigel, you got 3 correct today.
Ooh, pretty good.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, slow, but you took your time and you had good answers. Brooke, you got an extra question in.
Did it help?
It did not. You only got two. Oh, Nigel.
Get the butt cream out and let the spanking begin.
Again, it's not appropriate.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Takes it in the shorts again by Nigel.
Nigel.
All right, let's go over the answers for everybody. The Ryder Cup begins today. Team Europe and Team USA battle it out in golf.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was that boat race thing that they do.
I forgot what that one is.
Isn't that called America's Cup?
Oh, maybe.
Something like that. Something close.
The name of our current first lady. A little hesitation by both people here.
I couldn't think of it for the hardest time.
It's Dr. Jill Biden.
Okay.
That's right.
I thought you were just going to say Jill. I'm like, just because you're on a first name basis. Yeah. Right. Oh, my homegirl Jill.
Mm-hmm. J-Dog.
You find Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Alfred Nobel invented dynamite in 1867.
He has a Peace Prize named after him, and he invented dynamite.
That's, yeah.
Anyway.
You celebrate a quinceañera at age 15, and the snack food company that makes Cheese Whiz is Kraft.
Oh, it's not Nabisco.
Kraft Cheese Whiz.
It's from the heavens.
So, Nigel, congratulations. Not only do you get $100 once again, but just for playing, you also get a $25 Regal Cinemas gift card. Make sure to check out the new movie from Jordan Peele, Candyman, which is out now.
Oh, that looks so good.
Oh, it looks so scary.
Yeah. And you can use that whole $25 on one extra small popcorn.
Six or seven
kernels in there, I bet.
Hey, free refills. You just got to go back 30 times.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you for playing, Nigel. Come back and spank Brooke once again.
Yeah, we love it, dude.
She needs that humility.
She loves it.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Get out of here,
we'll
Nigel.
We'll be back to play Win Brooke's Bucks same time on Monday. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.